Näin on aika tämänkertaisen Talent Talks-ohjelman sarjan, ja tänään meillä vieraana on kyseessä sydänosastolla hoitajana työskentelevä Nilushi Jagdeni-Arachidze. Talent Talks is a radio show aiming to break down language barriers and join us to hear inspiring stories and current topics from North Savo. This time, our guest on the Talent Talks program is Nilushi Jagdeni-Arachidze. She works in Kuopio at Kuopio University Hospital as a nurse in the cardiology department.
Hello, it's so nice to talk with you.
So you work now nurse in the Kuopion yliopistollinen sairaala, but before we go to your career, let's talk about your history. Can you tell us about a little bit about your background and where are you originally from?
Okay, of course. My journey to Kuopio began in 2019. Almost it's been now 6 years. Actually, I was a nurse in my home country, Sri Lanka. So I am from Sri Lanka. So the work as a nurse made me so exhausted those days. All the time I was searching for a better place to work and live. Always I had a dream to work as a nurse in a foreign country. So I Googled every day which country will be my destination. Meanwhile, my husband's sister told me about Finland. She already has started her life in Finland in Tampere area. So I researched the pathway to become a nurse in Finland. And I applied few universities around Finland and got selected from few universities. And I chose myself Tavonia because I felt that it was the most affordable university. And I'm so happy about my decision. And here now I am in Kuopio.
Mm. How has your experience been living in Finland and Kuopio?
Oh, it's really amazing. I really like Kuopio. My first image of Kuopio was so nice. I came to Kuopio in the summer. It was, June in 2019. The first day I came to Kuopio was unforgettable day, I can tell. The sky was blue, sunny, there were millions of flowers and it smelled so good. And people were so nice looking. Even I had a big stress to being alone here with my daughter. That nice scenery adored me to Kuopio. I told that I came alone with my daughter. I had a lot of challenges. Can I explain it now? My husband couldn't come with me as he had some work to finish before moving to Finland. So I came with my 3-year-old daughter. Everybody told me that not to be worried and I can manage everything without hesitations. So I trusted Finnish system. I trusted the daycare system and also myself. However, my husband couldn't come to Finland until 2022 because of the COVID pandemic. And the embassy of Finland was closed in India, so he couldn't get the residence permit. I was studying, working part-time and raising my child at the same time alone. It was not easy, but I think I managed and tolerated everything well because I had a strong desire to build a better future for myself, for my daughter and also for my family. However, these Kuopio people and Kuopio, everybody helped me in every way. I'm so thankful for them every time.
So you came in Kuopio summertime. How did you feel about winter?
Winter? First winter was a bit difficult. When the snow started to fall, I was so excited. But the darkness made me so moody. However, I enjoy the weather changes. Now I can enjoy, actually. In dark November and December, I know how to enjoy it by having some warm tea and watching movies or resting on my sofa. And after January, when the sunshine and snow, when they are glittering, it reminds me that I have chosen a paradise to live.
Nilushi Jagdeni-Arachidze, you work in KYS, sydänosasto, nurse. Yeah. Can you tell a little bit about your work in KYS?
Yes, I graduated as a registered nurse in year 2022, and the same time I got a work contract from where I have done my last internship. So it's Sudan Osasto Heart Ward in Kuopio University Hospital. Working as a nurse in the Heart Ward at Kuopio University Hospital has been both challenging and also deeply rewarding. Every day is different, and I got to work closely with patients who need specialized cardiac care, which has taught me a lot and helped me to grow up myself professionally. And my work environment is like fast-paced, I can say, but it's also very supportive. My colleagues are so skillful, kind, helpful, and they are great team workers. So I have always felt respected and included, even as a foreigner. I'm so proud to be a part of Kuopio University Hospital team.
You told a little bit earlier that you work as nurse in Sri Lanka, your home country. What are the differences between Finnish and Sri Lanka's hospitals and work at the nurse?
There are huge differences. Here in Finland, I have a lot of responsibilities towards my patients. In Sri Lanka also I had, but there are a lot of patients. For an example, I worked at a pediatric ward. So there were four nurses and patients. Some days it was 60 or 65 patients we had. And also we had very, very long shifts, work shifts, like 24-hour working shifts. And here I have maximum 7 patients per shift, and also my work time is limited to 8 hours. And I feel that my personal life and work life is well balanced. But in Sri Lanka, I had only my working life. I didn't have good family time, but still I respect it's my road. Sri Lanka is my road, and I learned a lot. I have gained a lot of nursing skills from Sri Lanka. I still respect, but and also Sri Lanka doesn't have a lot of technologies. Here I am doing every documentation through computers. We didn't have computers. We have computers, but we are not using them for patient documentations. Everything we are writing on a papers. So maybe I would need 2 days to tell every changes here in Sri Lanka. Of course, it's different.
Yes, I understand. Nilosi Jagnani Arcic, what are some of the challenges you have faced working in Finland and Kuopio?
Challenges, basically the Finnish language. Every foreigner tells this, the language. Actually, Finnish language is so difficult and different from my country and here, and also Savon Mure, Savon dialect. It all the time make me confused. But I think it's been now 6 years, and I managed to deal with it. The other thing is, I think it's culture. And also, I will tell a good example. In Sri Lanka, I'm asking patients that, do you have pain? They say, yes, I have pain. And they are telling everything about the pain. But here, when I'm asking about a basic Savolainen patient, do you have pain? He says, no, I don't have pain, and everything is okay. But he had big pain. But he has that sisu thing, and it's like a very different.
So you, Nilosi, work in KYS as a nurse. So how do the patients react to you when you work with the people?
Yes, I thought that it will be difficult for me from the beginning. But when I'm going to the patient's room and I introduce myself, moi olen tänään aamuhoitaja tai iltahoitaja. Hello, I am the nurse of you today, and how do you feel? And they are looking that, oh, this is this one is speaking Finnish, and they are started to become okay. And but it's still they have a question face that how she is going to care about me, a foreigner. We don't know how she can manage us. That kind question face they have. But when I start to speak well and with my professional skills, they realize that they can trust me.
How do you see the opportunities for the international talents in Kuopio?
I think a few years ago, I think there were not big opportunities. For an example, for searching for jobs, it was really challenging. And those days, I feel that Kuopio has great opportunities for foreigners. But still, there's a question if the foreigner can speak Finnish well. Of course, if they can manage, if they have a good motivation, of course, they have a lot of opportunities in Kuopio area.
What are your future aspirations and goals in your career?
In my career, I don't have big dreams now because I feel that I have achieved my lot of goals. My goal was to become a nurse in another country, so here I am. And also, when I moved to Kuopio, my dream was to work in Kuopio University Hospital because I heard that it is the most, the second biggest hospital in Finland. So now I am working there, so I have achieved my goals, and my daughter is here, and she's learning very well, and she's adapted to the Finnish culture. So those are my goals. So staying here in Finland is my goal.
Maybe we can tell that you live your dream now.
Yes, I am living in my dream now.
Yes. Thank you, Nilosi, for the interview, and all the best to you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for giving me this opportunity.